FIFA boss Gianni Infantino blasts World Cup detractors, "You were consumed by hate." By Warner Todd Houston on July 27, 2026. In his message celebrating the conclusion of the World Cup, FIFA president Gianni Infantino took a swipe at the tournament's critics, blasting them for spreading hate while the rest of the world came together. In his open letter to the world, Infantino said on Monday that millions of fans all around the world came together in joy to celebrate the games. But he also scolded the small faction of loud complainers, according to the national news. "To all of you who missed watching kids, babies, grandparents, and parents come together for the beautiful game, I say sorry that the matches are now over and sorry that you missed all that joy and togetherness," he wrote in his letter. "You were so consumed by hate and criticism that you missed it all. To those behind their pens and papers, behind their screens spreading hate and false rumors, I want to say that while you are sitting behind, we at FIFA are on the front lines organizing, working hard, and delivering the best show in the world," he wrote. He went on to note that the games came off perfectly. "We experienced no violence, no incidents, 100% safety and security, only joy and happiness." The FIFA boss also mentioned several officiating controversies and noted that every tournament has them, so it wasn't anything unusual. "Potentially mistaken red or yellow cards or subsequent decisions not to ban players in certain situations are routine and widely accepted in some of the biggest leagues worldwide," he wrote. "It's curious that the same countries employing these practices are the ones criticizing," he pointed out. He also defended the way visas to the U.S.S. were handled. "You mentioned the few people denied visas and overlooked the millions who were approved, from all parts of the world. Because football unites the world, and it was demonstrated impressively this summer," he said. "To those spending their time and energy hating us, please take a moment to reflect, meditate, pray, or watch a football match and truly observe the faces, the eyes, the emotions," he wrote. "May football rise above all hate." Read Infantino's full message. "To everyone who missed our beautiful game, the emotions, the celebrations, the laughter, the crying, the deception, and the joy. To all of you who missed watching kids, babies, grandparents, and parents come together for the beautiful game, I say sorry that the matches are now over and sorry that you missed all that joy and togetherness. Sorry that you were so consumed by hate and criticism that you missed it all. To those behind their pens and papers, behind their screens spreading hate and false rumors, I want to say that while you are sitting behind, we at FIFA are on the front lines organizing, working hard, and delivering the best show in the world. While you hide, we are exploring the streets of Canada, Mexico, and the United States, talking with fans, engaging with people, and ensuring everyone's safety. While you divide, we unite. People came together as families, as fans, as one. We experienced no violence, no incidents, 100% safety and security, only joy and happiness. 7 million people from over 200 countries enjoyed the tournament across 16 fantastic cities and stadiums. Zero incidents, zero hostility, zero violence. Just joy, emotions, happiness, unity, and togetherness. All were safe, secure, and happy. Billions worldwide watched the FIFA World Cup from home, sharing moments of love for the game with friends and family. Moments filled with joy, emotions, happiness, unity, and togetherness. Virtually all global celebrities from music, movies, entertainment, and sports attended, enjoying the event, spending time with fans and us. They were joyful and happy. All of this was made possible thanks to the governments of the three host countries and their tremendous contributions. Thanks to FIFA and its fantastic team working for you. Thanks to the host countries and all their people, the police forces and their incredible commitment. And the volunteers, oh, the volunteers, those amazing people who came from all around the world to be part of the greatest event on earth. Every city was packed with fans from all around the globe. While they celebrated, you were busy planting seeds of hate. Our world needs love, not hate, tolerance, not division, celebration, not mourning. While you spread hatred, we worked tirelessly to unite two countries at war. Iran entered the United States without incident or conflict. When the Iranian team began playing, all the chants against them turned into a single song. The fans became the country, They became the team, and they stood behind Team Melli. This is the power of football. The Iranian team received visas to enter because football is about peace. It's not about politics. Football is about unity, not division. Football is bigger than hate and discrimination. Countries facing serious health issues or other challenges were granted visas. Their teams competing and fans cheering filled millions of people back home with hope and, if only for a moment worth eternity, with joy and pride. You mentioned the few people denied visas and overlooked the millions who were approved, from all parts of the world. Because football unites the world, and it was demonstrated impressively this summer. Or when football brought Haiti to the world, a country that many cannot or choose not to visit. It might be time to set aside your pens and keyboards and show some respect to the teams that played with their hearts, that competed hard, the countries that contributed, the fans who traveled, and the children from everywhere who want to dream big. Maybe it's time to show some love. Your dissatisfaction with a few decisions made by the competent authorities is understandable. But please refer to public records, such decisions are common in some of the most important leagues. Indeed, arguable referees' decisions or strange disciplinary rulings such as for instance potentially mistaken red or yellow cards or subsequent decisions not to ban players in certain situations are routine and widely accepted in some of the biggest leagues worldwide. It's curious that the same countries employing these practices are the ones criticizing. This FIFA World Cup celebrated humanity at its best. We saw teams from small nations compete proudly in the most prestigious matches. They were confident, professional, and brought pride to their countries. Most importantly, they gave hope, hope that anyone can be part of the world. Be big in the game, regardless of where they come from. We are all equal, fans, players, and just human beings. At FIFA, we couldn't be more proud or emotional witnessing these moments of love, joy, and unity. To those spending their time and energy hating us, please take a moment to reflect, meditate, pray, or watch a football match and truly observe the faces, the eyes, the emotions. Because only our beautiful game can deliver such an extraordinary show. A show where everyone becomes one and reconnects as humans. To the pens and papers, to all the screens, may you find love and peace where the people behind you couldn't. May you find peace, we at FIFA have found ours. And we deliver it by delivering the most outstanding FIFA World Cup. May football rise above all hate. Finally, I am incredibly proud, as FIFA president, to have contributed, even a little, to this show. It's a great feeling. Much love to all. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.